Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
London's in lockdown. You've been sent home packing.
It's certainly a new experience working from home with the family here. There's a very aggressive monitoring of the chocolate hobnob intake in the Potts household been taking place, I have to tell you.
Yeah, well, it's about time you sort of showed your face around there and did a bit to help out, isn't it? You know, you're always jesting off here, there and everywhere, working all the hours that God sends, so, you know, you can do a bit of housework and help Mrs. Potts, can't you?
I don't think that's how Barclay sees my role as I continue to monitor the outlook for the global economy and financial markets. There's plenty keeping me busy on that front as opposed to some of the domestic chores, but there is an element of pressure to participate in bath time, shower time and all that sort of jazz, which is I've come to realise worse than getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you might say that now, but they, you know, trust me, they grow up so quickly that it'll zoom past and then you'll regress it, so get
happy
involved.
Happy to send them over to your house if you'd like to relive those moments again, no problem.
I don't think I'd be allowed to fly in, will I?
That's true.
Okay, is there anything positive to say this morning? I mean, it's just down, 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 as Stasis Quo once said.
I think so. Global equity markets slumping once again yesterday as the impact of the coronavirus shows little sign of peaking. Europe surpassed China in the number of infections. Countries and open closing borders. Global travellers ground to halt. Officials have been enforcing the closing of schools, restaurants and sporting events, encouraging social distancing and working from home, all of which will have a profound and material impact on economic activity, at least in the short term. How long that's going to last is too difficult to predict at this stage. Affected cases as of yesterday, I think it was 194,000 worldwide, deaths standing at 7,800. Weakness in equity market continues despite the huge stimulus package being announced by governments around the world, which of course will help in terms of long-term demand, boost liquidity, help stop a credit crisis playing out. Does very little to calm concerns around the spread of the virus and the underlying medical crisis that's been playing out. European equity markets closing down once again yesterday. Stock 600 down 3.9%. Similar pattern playing out on Wall Street. S&P 500 down 5%. That's actually off the session lows. I think it was down 9.8% at one stage. Overnight, the European Central Bank said it would ramp up its bond buying program, announcing 750 billion euros of quantitative easing, including buying corporate paper and Greek debt. Again, doing very little to calm sentiment. Big falls expected on the European Open, what we're 9 or so minutes away from that, currently calling the FTSE down 191 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 353 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 172 points.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what central banks and governments throw at it, nothing seems to stick, does it?
Well, the only thing that will change the dynamics of markets and boost sentiment, as I've said many times before, is when the peak of the virus is determined. There is some positive news around that. No new cases, I think, emerging domestically in China for the first time. South Korea moving close to suggesting they're getting to a peak in terms of the virus. The epicenter very much in Europe, but you feel America is just about to explode in terms of cases there. So you can see sentiment is still very fragile there. But as we start to move the process of getting towards the end of it, at what point we can say that, we clearly don't know. Clearly dramatic measures have been taken in the short term, but that's what the markets are looking for. Until we get that, the outlook for the global economy remains uncertain. Markets, as we've said before, will continue to be very volatile.
Yeah, okay, well, lost my train of thought now, but well,
the pound, yeah, should we do that?
Yeah, let's do the pound, because I mean, we were half joking the other day when we said it could soon be parity against the euro, and it slid 4 cents yesterday, and it's at the lowest level against the dollar since 1983.
It is. The pound fell to its lowest level against the dollar in over three decades. He said investors' flight to the safety of the US dollar globally continues. And I think betting the virus will hit the UK economy very hard, given UK measures to contain the virus appear to have been less stringent than Europe. We've seen a dramatic change in strategy. There's no doubt about that from the UK government. A lot of the measures that we've seen announced and introduced in the past 24 hours were expected to be slowly brought in over the course of the next 2-3 weeks. They've ramped that schedule up so significantly over the course of the past day or so. It's almost very difficult to comprehend exactly what's been taking place, and it's clearly not playing out to the models that were originally expected, and that's certainly been spooking markets. Also an expectation, of course, of further easing from the Bank of England. Pound against the dollar falling to 1.16. That's surpassing the lows it recorded in the aftermath of the 2016 Brexit vote. The last time it was down at this low, as you say, was in the early 1980s. Along with sterling, the UK sovereign bonds plummeted after the government announced a massive £350 billion rescue plan, where they plan to significantly increase public borrowing. The yield on 10-year gilts rose to their highest level in 2 months. So lots of concern about exactly how the UK is going to deal with the virus. Have they implemented the right strategy? And that's certainly filtering through to nervousness around UK assets and the currency.
Well, we haven't mentioned Brexit for quite some considerable time, have we? But,
I think there was a question on it. Was there in the Johnson conference yesterday? I didn't see that part of it, but I heard someone making reference that he sort of managed to get a couple of chuckles out of the idea of discussing Brexit at this point.
Well, a member of the DUP, a DUP MP, asked him whether the transition period should be extended, and he just sort of kind of batted it away, a bit like you do when I ask you difficult question, but
it's a time on and fat, and the reality is I think they gave them until June, as you say, to agree to an extension to the transition period. You inevitably feel that's got to be happening, given the fact where the UK is, given the fact where the world is. The focus has got to be dealing on the crisis. It's almost impossible to understand that we could truly be putting resources to considering the future trading relationship at this stage.
Well, the massive stimulus package that the Chancellor of the Exchequer announced the other day, I mean, that is going to make borrowing shoot up. And then the cost of Brexit itself, is just hard to see how the UK can survive without help from its European friends.
Well, I mean, the joy is from a market perspective is there is demand for government bonds at these levels. Interest rates, although they've been picking up in the UK in the past a few hours or so, it still remain down at historically low levels. So there is an argument for that. The sheer level of stimulus that's being put in place, the numbers being discussed beyond what we saw during the course of the financial crisis. Although perhaps policymakers would argue the lesson that was learned from the financial crisis is to go much earlier than they've done in the past and to be much more aggressive than they've been in the past, and perhaps that's what we're seeing playing out this time around.
And as somebody also half joked that a barrel of Brent could go as low as $10 the other day. Well, it lost 25% yesterday, didn't it? And we're down at $25 a barrel. So that's not beyond the realms of possibility either.
It's not. I think when I started my career, actually, OPEC had a target range of between $10 and $30 a barrel. So almost taking me back to the end of the 1990s there, and younger Mr. Potts analysing markets. But as you say, oil prices slumping to an 18-year low yesterday, Saudi Arabia promised to ramp up production levels from 9 million barrels per day to 12.3 million barrels per day over the course of the coming months as it doubles down in its price war with Russia. Crude prices have now slumped 45% since the OPEC Plus alliance fell apart earlier this month. The move, of course, has been hitting the high-cost producers hard, US shale producers, and along with the offshore fields as well. Russia refusing to back down so far, been absorbing the pain. Alongside higher levels of production, demand for crude has been falling with the weakness that we've been seeing in economic activity, slowdown in global trade, and of course global aviation industry moving to an almost standstill.
So what you used to do when you were a teenager, analyse the global markets as a hobby?
Ready
Bet you were
go.
A big hit with the girls, weren't you?
They were very excited about some of my models. There's no doubt about that.
Beg your pardon. Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in somewhat miserable, 1.16 this morning. 1.16 to give you that number. Euro dollar coming in at 1.09. Going to get a whopping, a massive, a huge 1 euro 6 cents for your British pound this morning.
Yeah, I'd be offering to buy you lunch at the Groucho, but I don't think I can get there, so...
Yeah, and I don't think it's open either, to be honest with you. Canary Wharf was somewhat of a ghost town, it has to be said, yesterday, and moving ever closer to the lockdown scenarios that you've been talking about in France and elsewhere, of course.
Well, maybe you can put your feet up and watch a bit of golf. I know there's no golf on. You should watch a few instruction videos, because you know, you're pretty rubbish, aren't you? So, you know.
Well, there's a few of those. I'd say I turned on the golf channel the other day, and I think it was the 1990 Player Championship they were showing. I thought, I cannot live through months of this. So Let's hope. And we continue to, of course, praise the frontline medical staff for doing an amazing job. And they're the ones that we should be really focusing on, of course. I mean, we try to bring a little bit of humour and the odd laugh around this, but the reality is it's a serious condition. And our praise should go out to those who are doing their very best to try and bring this situation under control.
Absolutely. We don't know if you'll be here tomorrow, but hope you can make it. So until then, have a good day.
Thanks, sir. Have a good day.
Yeah, Hank Possum Barclay.